he immediately snaps his fingers, or his claws, two of his claws together, and you all feel like this massive light just close in on you, like a big old sphere, and you're teleported. Instantly, everything goes dark and then comes back. Your breath is taken away for a second, but you pop up in front of this large village, and now we'll actually use the Roll 20 map. You pop up, and in front of you, there is a village, and you see it looks like a moderate-sized town. You see it has people all through it. How do I describe it? It's Wood Village. There's plenty of houses. It seems like a very active village. I guess that's the best way I could really describe it. But you are not in the village. You're outside the village. You're kind of down the road. Maybe like a football field away. You can see the village. And now you guys are open to discuss your plan.
Isn't this the town that we helped?
Yeah, it's the town that we were already told to go to that had his followers there. So it's not a hostile town.
I want to know.
Is Billy there?
Huh?
Why is Billy there?
Billy. Just ignore that. Ignore her until you get into the village.
How am I supposed to ignore such a beautiful thing?
Well, because you're not in the village right now, retard.
But he's so cool.
He is cool.
How could I not spot him from like 50 miles away?
Okay, we're not in the village. Where are we?
You're outside the village. About a football field away. Down the road. You can see the village.
Yep.
What's your plan of approach? You guys just walk in right in the front? All that? You'd be coming from on where the map is on Roll 20. You'd be coming from the top.
Where Billy is.
Yeah, where Billy is, actually.
I'm going to just walk down that road where Billy is.
All right, I assume everybody else follows you.
Yeah.
So, all right. So if nobody has any, so as you guys walk into the village, the character token Billy doesn't look like Billy. You see an old man with a long beard, holding a cane, and he immediately calls out to you guys, "Welcome to the village. Welcome to Dust Branch. Oh, travelers. Oh."
I recognize this voice.
There's a pot. There's a little pot. There's a little pot.
Pot thing.
Look at you. You're such a... Oh, man. What brings you guys to our village?
That's a cool pot.
It's really cool. Well, you came with the pot. You came with it.
We did?
Yeah.
The pot.
Marijuana?
The old man looks at you. He's like, okay, I don't really know how to reply to that. You're with the pot thing, not me. What do you mean?
What? No, you are.
NPC has Down syndrome.
So roll a persuasion check.
I'm just trying to confuse the shit out of him.
I interrupt and say, don't worry about my friend here. He got a little bit of damage in the head from a fall. You know how it is around here. Anyway, we're with the we're with the GW group. You know any of them folks?
He immediately hushes down, hunches down. He's like, "Don't say that out loud. Are you insane?"
No, I'm a pot.
Yeah, you are a pot. I do know the GW group. If you guys would come into my hut,
by the way, and I make sure to say this out loud a bit. By the way, the GW group, some people think they're talking about the cultists. I'm talking about this new mercenary group. You know anything about that?
He immediately opens the door to his hut and he says, why don't you guys step inside? Step inside. We could talk in private. Not out here in the open. And, there's people walking around, even though I don't have a bunch of icons on the map, there's people walking around all, around you and to your left, right. It's a very active village. You see kids, women, men going about their rudimentary lives. You
don't do tell
see
Mr.
a
Gazy.
Gathering of people in the center of town, and a man in a red robe standing on what looks to be like a little boulder, speaking to them. The old man's like, if you're with the GWs, you probably should come inside and not say that out loud anymore, please.
So, oh, we were talking about a mercenary company. Anyway, yeah, let's come in.
Yeah, I take everybody follows it, goes inside. Nobody has an objection. Yeah. So as you guys walk inside, the old man shuts the door behind you, and he like pulls the blind or the curtains or fabric that's hanging on the windows of his cabin. And he goes, "Okay, so you guys are looking for the GWs, right?"
Yeah.
So if you're looking for the GWs, you probably know what you need to show me then, right? To prove you're looking for the GWs?
Well, you see, I'm not wearing fucking clothes, so he can probably just see my chest.
About your pot thing, I thought about that with you being a pot. And I was like, well, if I have the brand on the outside, everybody would be able to see it, and that would cause problems. So your brand is on
it's on like a laminated piece of paper that I just pull out of the fucking mass in my pot.
I was going to say it's on your purple liquid. Like, you can form like a spot outside your pot and show it. But if you want to do a fucking laminated piece of paper that you
just a laminated piece of paper with it, it's just scrawled in pencil. Like, somebody just penciled it on there.
So yeah, he sees your laminated piece of paper. He looks the rest of you and he's like, okay, good. And he pulls up his shirt.
There.
What?
It's a very rough concept of what I was thinking. I still got to work on it a lot more.
That's a lot better than what I had. Way better than I had. Just post that in POG and we'll go with
that. Yeah, I'm back.
I wish you were.
NPC, you're going to help me with this logo later. This is a rough sketch.
Wait a second. Okay. NPC, what did you hear last? You left?
Fuck. Taylor telling me to fuck off, basically.
Okay.
I don't remember saying that, but I probably did say that.
When he was arguing with the old man.
Yeah. You're trying to confuse the old man.
Oh yeah, I fucking like spoke over NPC, yeah.
So you now have walked into the old man's cabin. Taylor showed his laminated piece of paper with the mark that Dongle just posted in POG chat. And the old man raises his shirt and shows his, and he goes,
great. What do you guys need? You guys are in town. That's great. I've never met you guys or seen you before at any of our meetings. So,
we're a little bit new around here, you know.
Yes.
We got into a little bit of bind, but, you know, thankfully, you know, our wonderful man over there, Mr. GW, helping us out.
Praise GW. You know, Gazara, he...
George W. Bush, yes, sir. No, I don't say that.
I was saying, you're going to confuse the fuck out of this guy.
George W. Bush.
Fuck it. But yeah, so he goes, yes, he was a very great god, but, man, he is a... deeply flustered right now. A lot of crazy chaotic.
I mean, yeah, you got those crazy ass Frenchman type people, you know.
So you know the French?
I hate them. I fucking hate them with all my heart.
Well, it's good to know that we have people who've met the French before, because I keep hearing about them, but I have not met them. But so GW sent you. So Gazara sent you to here. Did he send you to meet me then?
We were sent here to link up with other members of our little group.
That's me. Did he tell you what you need? What I needed to do?
Yeah, we were told that, you know, he had eyes over here in the forms of you guys, and that you guys could give us a little bit of info as to tracking the whereabouts of the French people, so we could brutally massacre them for being gross and icky.
Well, you know what?
Just getting them the fuck off. Either one works.
Gotcha. Okay. That, you know what? That makes complete sense. In fact, every one of you, I personally have an idea. I need to go talk to one of our other members. I need a favor from you guys, actually.
Yeah, sure.
So, I kind of stopped you as soon as you came in town, so you didn't really see the other parts of the town. There is another cult trying to establish itself here, and before we handle them, I need something for my basement. Problem is, don't know who, but they have opened up a... I have an infestation, I guess is the best way to say it, in my basement. And I need it kind of cleared up. And I'm just an old man. I'm old prophet seer. Information. People never suspect. By the way, I haven't even introduced myself. I am old Ricky. That's what you could call
me. Nice meeting you, old Ricky.
Yes.
So, about this infestation problem.
Yes.
One or two of my associates, they might be a little bit, accident prone. So, how sturdy is this basement?
Yes. So the basement's made of, the basement itself is made of, like he explains the layout, it's just complete stone. You don't really have to worry about, knocking beams or anything like that. But he explains that, if GW sent you down here to, basically help with our problem that is, growing right now in this continent, then, I definitely need something for my basement. There's a book down there, and because of this infestation, I can't go down there and do it, but there are some rats down there. If you could just go down there, get rid of them, bring me back the book, I think we will be able to make a plan, and I will go talk to the other members of GW in town. But word to the wise for all of you, don't say it out loud. We're trying to stay inconspicuous. You know, kind of work behind the scenes type of stuff.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Basement's over there. I will go get with Roger because that is our other member in town, him and his niece. And I'll be back momentarily. What do you guys do? You're in a house alone and he's giving you a little bit of a task.
Well, let's go into the basement. Let's go check out this problem he's got, and then let's go fuck it up.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. You all head down into the basement, and as soon as you walk into the basement, let me get a... What's everybody's passive perception?
Mine's 10.
Yeah, mine's a minus 1 because
there's... That'd be a 9.
Some fuckery.
Does anybody have
a 9? I have a 15.
Okay, well, I was going to say, anybody got above a 13, but... All right, well, there's no reason to actually hide it because so as soon as all of you come down to the basement, Dongle, anybody who has a passive perception of 13 or more, you notice a bunch of rats running on the rafters on top of the like basement itself. The basement is made of stone. It's, you know, your average basement with like boxes and just old stuff you would store in a basement, except it has wooden beams going across that are the rafters that have a bunch of just tons of rats on it. And they do not seem to pay attention to you. And you would have to go searching through these boxes is probably to find this book. He also wants you to get rid of the rat. So how do you guys have like... The lay of the land of how you start this.
Can anyone talk to animals?
No, they're fucking rats, and besides, we have to get rid of them anyway.
That's true, but, you know, if anyone can talk to them, they say, hey, can you guys fuck off? Can I lose your fucking moth?
I don't speak rat.
Fucking bitch.
We can probably kill them. We can't talk to them, and they're rats, so fucking kill them.
Make a really big mouse trap.
Like a really big mouse trap. I mean, it's like it's like a snub-nosed 38 on a fucking spring.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. So by the way, I gotta actually shrink these down. I don't know why I made them that big. So each of those icons right there, they take up 4 squares. Those are swarms. They're not just a single rat.
Oh, I thought they were just huge rats.
No.
Can I use my tinderbox and throw my half-of-a-day rations in my tinderbox?
Smoke inhalation, retard.
We're in a basement.
What?
Where you
guys okay, set fire. Go to your basement right goddamn now. Close the door and then set a fire.
I wasn't talking.
Yeah, please do.
I wasn't talking about setting a fire. Who the fuck wants to set a fire?
We could get flour.
Open my matchbox. I wonder where this is going, especially with your history of burning down buildings.
I was just going to use the box as a trap, not set anything on fire.
So we're gonna, you're going to get like a single one. So
you're going to get a singular rat out of like 400.
Yeah, I was gonna say, I'm just going to throw this out there. So those three things are swarms of rats. There's
no, I got that. I was in the middle of asking a fucking question about the tinderbox before I was really interrupted by these assholes.
Yeah,
I'm sure we assume that I want
to burn down. You like to burn down fucking
buildings. Let me just shut the fuck up. And if y'all have a better idea, why don't y'all present your idea?
Kill them.
So what is your
fucking kill them? That's my idea.
What is your idea, Grouchy?
Don't worry about it. It was a dumb idea.
Wait, no, I didn't interrupt you. Don't passive aggressive.
No, I would love to hear Dongle or NPC or Taylor's idea.
I just gave you my idea. Fucking kill them.
Go for it, buddy.
So you guys just go. All right, let's go.
Dongle, what was your fucking idea?
What was my idea? One that doesn't matter.
Shut the fuck up. No, say it.
Hmm?
Say it.
Fucking kill them.
I don't fucking care. NPC, my character doesn't fight. It doesn't matter what we do.
That's fair.
That was very
good. Right,
I could tame the rats right now. I could totally make the attempt to. I have a fucking +4 in animal handling. I could
actually
try it.
Let's do that.
Well, we did ask who has experience with animals, and you didn't fucking tone up. You didn't say anything.
I was in the middle of something.
Man,
I heard my name, so I chimed in.
Alright, well, go do your fucking rat taming then that we just now found out about.
I guess I'll try to. Yeah, let's see if I can try to tame the fucking rats.
Okay, so the way I guess I'll do this is make an animal handling check, and I'll give them a
14 total.
I'll give them a wisdom throw. Okay, so you got a 14, and they got a 10. Or one of them got. Let's just do for each rat swarm.
For each rat, fucking 300 rolls.
Well, there's each swarm consists of like 20 rats. So there's like 60 rats. Like,
so roll a 60d20 is what you're saying.
So all three of the swarms look at you, and they just squeak, 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 and they all like, what's the fucking flute guy who controls rats?
Jake Piper.
Yeah. Piper. They
Piper Pieri.
Yeah, they start swarming around. It's not Piper Pieri. I heard that. They swarm around you, and it's like Dongle's character, who now I would assume is up here. They swarm around. They're all kind of paying attention. And, they're cool with you.
Wicked. All right, well, I guess I'm just going to grab the book. We got rat bros now.
So,
was the book the primary part? Or did we, like, what's more important to them? Getting this book? Well, not more important, but what should we... Like, should we get rid of them and get the book, or is the book fine? Is my question.
If you're talking about what old Ricky said, he said he wanted you to clear out the infestation, but he said he needed the book. And it was more phrased than the, you know, they're kind of keeping me from being able to go in my basement because every time I tried getting the book. However, Dongle, the book isn't just sitting out in the open. You're going to have to search through these chests or these crates and, you know, your rudimentary shit all around the edge. But the rats are okay with you. However, if anybody else wants to help you investigate, they're going to have to make an animal handling check for the rats to not fuck with you. Them.
No thanks. Anyway. So, actually, with animal handling, you can't really, like, communicate with them, so you can't really send them away.
So the way, that's why I'm not like, oh, no, they basically swarm around you when you walk out, but you're, like, you're walking really steadily. You know, you're rolling your heel as you walk, so you don't, like, your feet aren't slapping or anything like that. But, I mean, like, it's basically like, oh, this dog's not going to bite me. It can't understand me, but it's not going to bite me.
How far is, like,
everything that we needed to like kind of investigate or could investigate.
So coming out around, it is about the whole basement itself stretches like in diameter right there. If you see, is 70 feet. So
what the fuck?
Yeah, it's a large cabin you guys are in. It wasn't just this, you know, one bedroom, one bath, fucking bullshit. Like it was a large cabin that old Rick was in. It was
damn.
I probably
how close can I get to the rats before they'll kind of get like pissed at me?
So the rats themselves are still swarming around Dongle, but now that they know he's cool, they dissipate and kind of go back to what they were doing. You know, running around the rafters and all that stuff. So I mean, they're all around again. Like, there's no, unless Dongo's trying to make a distraction, which, unless he has a really fucking good idea to keep these rats' attentions.
What are you talking about this treasure for? I thought Jesse was just going to start rooting around through shit now that the rats will leave him alone.
NPC's asking if he could root around, but
okay. I thought you said
Jesse. I didn't know if there's anything like down here.
There is. You guys need to find a book.
Yeah.
So I was just thinking.
I'll just start looking around. I can do it.
My idea was just to use Mage Hand.
I can get away with looking around. I'll do an investigation if I can.
Okay, sure. Yeah, just give it an investigation.
It's a 9.
So yeah. I'm on the wrong layer. So yeah, trying to look around through everything on the basement itself with a 9 investigation. Unfortunately, you're not able to just like you start searching through the crates and nobody really fucks with you, but each crate that you've hit so far has just had nothing in it or stuff that's not the book. The book itself, it didn't explain what it was, but I mean, you're not really finding anything else that resembles books. You know what I mean?
We probably should have asked this douchebag what the book looked like.
Yeah, it was probably a good idea. You could hit another investigation check if you want.
I'll fucking make another attempt. I fucking might as well. Oh, well, there you go.
Okay, yeah, 16.
22.
So since nobody else is trying to interfere with the rats or nothing, they, again, ignore you because you're walking, like, walking still, basically.
Plug walk.
Yeah, almost plug walk. But you almost plug walk up to this last crate, you see a rustling under the cloth and stuff that's in it. And unfortunately for you, whatever's in it jumps out immediately and is two more, except they're not swarms. These are very large, almost like dog-sized rats, and they immediately hiss at you. So you're going to have to make me an animal handling check, and it's going to be hard because you disturbed them. So we're going to put it at a 16.
17.
Fuck.
I was mad.
Yeah, I'm literally hose mad right now, actually. So they hiss at you for a second. You just stand your ground. What do you do? What would you do if two giant dog-sized rats jumped out of a crate and started, like, hissing ready to bowl up at you?
I'd probably crouch down to their level because smaller animals don't like being intimidated by larger animals.
Okay. Yeah, you crouch down to their level, they immediately just kind of stop, look at each other, and look back at you, and they're like, okay. Okay. And they sit right there in front of you. They don't do anything. One of them kind of like walks back under the cloth, like scurries back under the cloth, and you can see it rooting around for shit in there.
Well, that was easy.
To a certain degree, yeah.
Now it's time to get fucking mauled to death. We found the book, so we can get the fuck out of here now, can't we?
You didn't find the book.
Oh, we haven't found it yet? No, fuck.
No, you went to touch this crate, and you this was like, you've went to the crate. This crate has the book in it. You could see it. When the cloth came back that the rat jumped out of, like, you went to pull this cloth off and they jumped out of this crate. You see the book, but one of the rats have climbed back up and is now back on the crate kind of digging through it. And the other one's...
I need that goddamn book.
So, what... If you want to go for that book, I need a sleight of hand. And it's going to be a 16. Because...
A 16 with a minus 1 at disadvantage.
You're gonna be trying to grab a book out from under this giant rat. You didn't disturb him with your animal handling, but you're in a weird spot.
Well,
I mean, you don't have to grab it out from underneath him, can't you? Like, kind of ease him off of it, or... And actually, in your Dungeoneer pack, or whatever pack you have, isn't there, like, food in it that you could fucking kind of, like, draw their attention away with or something?
It's got a point.
Let's see. Fuck. I don't even think my... Well, you see, Taylor, the problem with that is that my character doesn't eat because they're a construct. They don't have food.
Yeah, but I mean, in your dungeon, in, like, the little pack you got, isn't there some shit in there, though?
No.
Mm-mm. Oh, fuck.
All of my packs don't have food in them. So, I guess I'll just stand here and kind of, like, wait, I guess? I don't know. Let's see if one of these assholes can get up something.
Well, real quick, I'm gonna go fucking... Go see what's in my Dungeoneer pack for fucking...
What about you, Tin, grouchy NPC? Why he looks at his Dungeoneer pack? Any ideas? Because he can't grab this book at the moment.
Which icon is dongle is the...
Chris Pontius.
Okay. And so he sees the book.
Yeah, he saw the book, but now the rat's kind of back on top of it, like, digging through that crate. And why he stands there and the other rat kind of goes back in, not on the crate, but beside it and is digging behind it. Like they were already, you know, rooting through this shit.
I mean, can a sleight of hand check still be done?
If you want to walk up there, you have to do an animal handling check for the swarm of rats to not aggro on you.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, there you go. In a Dungeoneer's pack, I have 10 days worth of rations. So, yeah. Hey, Jesse, calmly walk back over here so I can hand you a pack of fucking dried fruit or some nuts or something. So I can just hand my fucking nuts to you so you can drag off the fucking rats.
Yeah, I guess I'll just... Yeah, that works.
Animal handling check, dongle.
And Jesus Christ.
15.
There you go.
18.
Ooh. You almost step on a rat's tail in the swarm that's running across the floor, and but you stop right before it, and you continue carefully sliding by these rats.
That's good.
Your bastard rolls.
So, I gotta get the nuts.
So he gives you your nuts.
These nuts.
Gives you nuts, and you have to walk back across one more time.
Fucker. Yeah. I know I'm gonna fail this roll. I have a better idea.
But go ahead.
I ignore that roll. How okay. about like, what is it?
Why does it feel like your character token's off center? The fuck?
It's because it was.
How?
Either way, I want to see if I can't just like. Spread some out, like, I don't know, right around here, and see if I can't get some of them to move off to make this a bit easier.
Alright, so you have 10 days worth of rations, and one...
He doesn't have 10 days worth of rations, I just gave him some nuts.
I was gonna say, I have, like, at most a day's worth of nuts.
A day's
which is, like, maybe a bag.
Okay, so...
Yeah, he's like a bag of trail mix, essentially.
Alright, so... What I'll do on that is... A bag of nuts, let's say that would probably be, what, maybe a pound worth of nuts?
Yeah.
I feel like that's overestimated, but for logistics sake, I'll allow that. But these are, every swarm of rats is 20 rats, so a pound of nuts, probably two swarms of the rats is distracted. The other one is now still, you know, walking around, so it'll lower the DC of the animal handling of walking back across. So, because you lost two swarms, I'll drop it down by two. Being fair, you got to beat 13.
I have to beat a 13?
Unless you want to use another thing of, like, nuts, another day's rations or so, to try distracting this last swarm.
I'm willing to give another day's ration just so we can guarantee this so we don't fuck it up.
I mean...
But that's up to you, Jesse.
I mean, having a bunch of pet rats would be cool, and we could do rat-related tasks.
You just have to find a way to tame these rats.
Well, I mean, I have been taming them, haven't I?
No, no, you haven't been taming them. Like, so the reason I'm making you make animal handling check is you're not making them aggro on you, is the best way to say it. Like, you're just basically carefully walking around them. You're not, you're, they notice you, but you don't seem like a hostile threat. Mm. You know what I mean?
Kind of check what I have to make to tame them.
You, unless you have speak with animals or some way to communicate with them, you would have to give me like an animal handling check of, it's going to be fucking hard. Like, that's going to have to be like a 19. Because you just random level one going, yes, I am the rat god. Make a 19, but if it fails, it could go sour.
Whatever, I'll just fucking give me another bag. We'll just get the book and get out.
Got you.
Alright, well, I'm gonna fucking put the nuts back over here, and we'll fucking go about our business and get the book.
Alright, so, yeah, the other swarm of rats, now that you've thrown more food down, they all run over there, and now you can get to the book. Now, obviously you threw down 2 pounds of things, so the rats eat those nuts up, and they just disperse back out. So now, what are you doing with the two other rats? The two giant rats. You got one on top of the crate, still digging in the crate. The other one's behind it, digging in the crate. The book is under, kind of under, like, the left and right leg of the rat on top of the crate.
Let's see. I want to... Shit, where is it? Actually, wait a minute. That raises a very good point. I want to use a charge off of my healer's kit.
Sure.
I want to take some of the herbs out of it, and I want to put it next to the rat on top of the crate, onto the crate next to it, and I want to see if the rat will scurry over to it.
Okay, I will make him make a... It's herbs, right?
Yeah, it's like fucking medicinal herbs. They got like a really like off smell.
Got an off smell to them.
Yeah.
I'll make him, to be fair on that, I'll make him make it like a wisdom check, and it'll be kind of like... Curiosity. It's a rat. It's all technically, it would be like, oh, food, let me try. So
yeah, rats are pretty curious. We have a lot of them at the Home Depot. They're like the size of a fucking house cat, some of them are.
I mean, these are basically like what I would imagine a like regular Labrador dog, the giant rat.
Oh, they're like the Home Depot rats. Oh, basically. I love those things. I named one of them Pierre.
So okay. So you put the medicinal herb down on this other crate, and giant rat number one, immediately curious on it. And giant rat number two, yep, immediately curious. Both of them leave the crate that they're on and go start sniffing and fuck around with the medicinal herb. And you were able to grab the book, yeah, easily.
All right. Well, let's fucking... Now I gotta walk my ass out of here.
Yep. So make me that. Well. Animal handling check.
21.
Me. How to avoid a combat in the first fucking session. So, yeah.
My checks that help me avoid combat are always near perfect. Checks that help me get into combat are a fucking one every time. I'm starting to think being a passive character was just made for me.
So, yeah, you sneak right back out the fucking... you sneak right back past the rats, and you are now with the rest of the group, so...
All right, well, now we can get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, let's go.
So, yeah, you guys walk back upstairs. Already, as you walk back upstairs, old Ricky is standing there, and he has this large fellow with him beside him that's got kind of... His hands look really well-worn, like he uses it a lot, them a lot for a trade or so. And he goes, you got my book. Did you get rid of the rats? I don't know who put them down there. They weren't there when I moved in here.
I mean, we didn't get rid of the rats per se, but they shouldn't be a problem. They should be a lot calmer.
I don't know how you guys did that. They just wanted to let me go down there.
They should be a lot calmer than they used to be.
Okay. Well,
as Jesse gave them fucking goddamn amphetamine herbs.
Okay. Well, hand me the book. This is Roger. Roger, And the big man puts his hand up and he's like, I'll introduce myself. I'm Roger Dack, the blacksmith of the town. I take it you are the GWs that rolled into town that Ricky here is telling me about?
Yes.
Well, sure am.
Newly acquired members, if you will.
Yeah, you picked a really good time. Everything is starting to come to a head, so to say. And he looks to all of you and he's like, odd bunch, but I mean, we could use any help we could get. Our Lord definitely knows what he's doing. And all Ricky's flipping through this book, and he immediately touches down and says, yes! Here! He's like, all right, adventurers. Basically, our first goal is we need to go ahead and unite the rest of our GWs. Know that our god is making a move. And unfortunately, we are split in many towns. So, I have a list of our fellows, I guess, the towns that they're in. I have some information of them to keep them inconspicuous. But we have people in, and he flips over the book to you guys and he shows you the map that I gave you. And he says, we have some people stationed in Daggerford. We have one person in Seacomber. A large group of them, almost like a communion, is in Waterdeep. And we have some in Neverwinter. We need to inform them. And to be honest, we don't need to send letters because right now, everything is being watched. That's being sent via, like, carrier pigeon or postal service, what have you. Everything's being watched, so we need to rally them together, and our Lord obviously will have our plan from there. That's my plan. Did he tell you guys anything else? Like, where we need to start?
No, our initial plan was just to link up with you and see where that leads from there.
Okay.
You know, besides, even if we did make a total plan, you know, no plan survives contact, yada yada.
Yes. Well, as a hermit, not really hermit, but old man, nobody really messes with Ricky. I can take off to one of these towns and start rallying people so you guys don't have to do all the brunt of it. But Roger here, he has to stay here in town, so we can basically use this as a safe haven, I guess, for you guys while we deliver this. But Daggerford, Waterdeep, Seacomber, and Neverwinter. Those are the places. Since the Lord obviously talked to you guys, and he hasn't talked to me, I wish he would. I'm kind of lonely. But you guys can tell me where you want me to go. I will head that way.
Where do you think we should send him? I think Neverwinter sounds like a good place for him.
But yeah.
So if you're looking at the map, Neverwinter is the farthest. So Ricky going to Neverwinter is going to take the longest time. That's fine. Just letting you
guys
know.
Well, yeah, he'll go over there. But in the meantime, we'll be working on other shit.
Yeah, of course. Just...
Oh, shit. That's right. I don't have access.
And depending on how things turn out, we might be able to link up with him when he's halfway back or something. Who knows?
Where's Neverwinter?
Neverwinter is, so if you're looking at Dust Branch Village on the map, just follow the road to the left to Waterdeep and then go north.
You guys are going to have to make fucking town decisions and shit, because I don't have access to the map and I don't care.
You don't have access to that map?
No. NPC's retarded. No.
Oh, there it is.
It's on fucking Roll20, you dipshit.
There it is, I got it. Where the fuck are we even at?
You're at Dust Branch Village. We did this earlier, NPC. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I didn't open up the map, so...
Okay.
Well, NPC, once again, not paying attention.
Yeah, I mean... So
what's the closest, like, big name to it?
So the big forest in the top middle of the map, the High Forest and Star Mounts.
Okay.
And you go follow the road that says Unicorn Run, and you're at that small little eye, like eyeball. It's called Dust Branch.
Dust
Village.
Branch. Okay. That's where we are.
Gotcha, you're quiet.
Sorry.
So
you eating?
No.
You were eating. Don't you fucking
eat his dick. So why are we sending this guy?
I mean, what's it to you? I was fucking eating earlier when we were doing it. No matter.
So, anyways, your question of why, I don't know. That Ricky offered that. Like, you guys need to go to these villages and rally the troops is what he said the first plan was. That's Ricky's plan.
So we'll both be doing it. So sending him to the farthest town first while we handle the clip nearest. And we eventually meet up. Is that like...
Yep, the short way in, the long route back. Yeah.
Okay, I think we could do that.
Everybody cool with that then?
Yep.
Right. Mm-hmm. Cool. So Ricky, you explain, tell him to go to Neverwinter, and he says, that's going to be quite the journey, but I will definitely do it. We meet in, by the time I get to Neverwinter, I assume you guys are going to go to the other towns closer.
Yeah.
I can.
Yeah, short way in, long route back, yeah.
Yes. I could try meeting you in Waterdeep.
Sure, sounds fine. Waterdeep doesn't sound like that good of a place. It'd be good to group up anyway.
And Waterdeep is a dirty city. It is a dirty city. But, I mean, it's a big bustling... It's a very large town. It is a very large town, so that's fine. But, so Ricky says, all right, well, I'll start preparing things unless you guys have anything for me.
No, sounds good to me. Anybody else got questions? Anything like that? Concerns?
Mm-mm. Nope.
Alright, so yeah, Ricky immediately starts packing his stuff up, and Roger steps in and he says, alright, well, before you guys head off, I assume we do need your help with something in the village. We have this cult that's trying to establish itself here.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we kind of need to convince the mayor that they're bad. I mean, we're a cult, and you know, that's nor here, there, nor there, but we were here first, and we're not really a cult. Like, we don't get people to donate to us or anything. We serve our Lord in the way we're supposed to, but they're definitely trying to... Swoosh is a good word I like to use that word. Yeah, they're trying to swoosh the village folk into... giving them money and saying that the cult of the fire ring is the one true god. Fucking bullshit. I mean, obviously you guys agree. You guys know the one true god, right?
Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah. God, your silence has made me nervous for a second. So yeah, if you could do something about it, I don't know. Not saying we get rid of him, just might need to, I don't know. I don't know what to do about it.
Where is he located at?
He's in the middle of the town right now, kind of
holding...
Okay, it's
the cloaked figure by the well.
Yes, that guy with the red cloak by the well. Yeah, that is definitely him. I don't have much information on him. I know he's part of the cult of the fire ring, but I'm the blacksmith. I'm usually busy with mending shit for people in town, so...
Yeah. Turning out hinges, all sorts of stuff.
Yeah, of course. If you guys could... I don't know. Only ideas I could think of, you might be able to get with Mayor Reese. You might seek his help, but I'm going to leave this up to you guys. If you need me, I'll be at my shop.
Do we have to talk to the mayor before we talk to the guy in the middle of the map?
Not at all. I'm just going there.
We just need to run out.
I don't know how
to
get rid of the fire ring. I'm not the brains. I'm not brains, you know. I hit stuff with a hammer. I make stuff work with a hammer.
I mean, there is uses for the hammer and the scalpel, both.
Yes. When my niece gets into town, I'll make sure... Hopefully you guys have it left by the time she gets back. You definitely need to meet her. She's quite a crazy girl. Very, very smart, though. Way smarter than me. Good with her hands. So.
Did you just yawn again?
No.
No. Someone did.
Where's the mayor located at?
So on the Roll 20 map that I have, he is at the bottom right house. Are you guys on this page? Yes, you are.
I am.
So He's at the bottom right house right there. So, what is your guys' plan?
Can I go talk to the guy in the middle?
Yeah. I mean, you guys can approach him. It's up to you.
We're going to pass him to go to the mayor. Might as well talk to him. Be friendly.
Think about collecting a little bit of info? Yeah.
I don't hear... by the way, the buff guy is Roger. I just randomly put him. All right. So, yeah. I guess since nobody's objecting to it, you guys will just...
Yeah. Just collect some info. Just a little bit of polite conversation with him, if you will. Cool. Yeah. Information's a deadly weapon anyways.
All right. Cool. So, as of... You guys leave the hut, I assume all you kind of walk up to the middle of town, and there's actually a congregation of people, and like I said, he was on a boulder speaking to them, seemed like he was having like a chat with them, and you hear him from the distance. Ladies and gentlemen, brother.
Hi.
Hello. To you.
Hi.
Yeah. Hi. Hello. Yes.
BC, shut the fuck up.
As I have been saying, join us. We have started a movement. Feel the warmth of the fire ring. This is the way the land has been. Before all of the craziness, before these wars, before the great demon appeared in the sky and tried smashing the world with some form of large rock. The cult of the fire ring was the one who stopped it. We saved the world. We saved your town. We saved you. We do not ask anything in return, but for you to join us. Hear our gospel. Spread our gospel. And help lead a new world change in religion. We need to band together and believe. So he looks to you, Rowan, in the back. Mm-hmm. And points. He's like, you, brother.
What up?
Brother, soon to be
sister.
Oh, sister. Sorry, can't really tell from here. Sorry,
sister, bro.
Yeah. You.
Bird. Ugly female. Got it.
People have always felt the warmth of the ring of fire.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you literally breathe it.
Mm-hmm.
Tell these people, the fire is warm and safe.
Fire's definitely warm. I cannot agree with safe. Unless you're a dragonborn, then yeah, it's safe.
See? You see? This person speaks true. The fire is safe and warm.
Only if you're a dragonborn.
Ah, yes. Safe and warm indeed. If you would, people.
Only if you're a dragonborn.
I would be stationed outside the town. Right outside the town, at my caravan. If you wish to come join the cult of the fire ring. If you would like to join us and receive the fire's warmth that this person right here has told you about. Then find me. Also, make sure you bring 5 GP. I would, We definitely have to have a way of funding this great town, funding this great movement we are doing.
And, do we know what he is? Like, what's he
so
like?
He is a human. He looks like human. Just a human male.
looks like, but cannot
confirm. He has black, short, cropped hair.
A Durst cut.
Yeah, basically. Fred Durst cut. The crowd like is mumbling and stuff like to themselves, and he gets down off his boulder and kind of like disperses, like shakes hands as he walks by, like an Evangelicus. No, not Farquaad. He does not look like Farquaad.
He's Farquaad now.
You can't make. No, you're not allowed to do that.
That's all in my imagination.
Okay, so the Farquaad man is shaking hands as he walks by and walks through, and he to you, Rowan, he. It says, thank you for understanding. Obviously, you are an open mind. You can meet me out there, and I will help you join the cult of the fire ring, even though your kind has already basically joined us. He walks off.
Can I go with him?
You can follow him. So some of the little kids run up to you, Rowan. They're like, wow, you're the fire ring people.
Yeah, I don't do fucking kids.
Did you say that out loud?
Line 10 letters. You know what to call them.
Did you say that out loud?
No, not in the game.
I'm gonna start catching you guys when you say shit like that. Just fucking be like, oh, you said that out loud now, you fuckers. Forgot everybody here is a bunch of assholes.
Say the line 10 letters.
Yeah, you're actually saying that.
No, like, 10 fuck you. Say the line, Bart.
I work fucking retail. I have to hold my tongue with goddamn almost everything with these stupidest bullshit people tell me and ask me. If I cannot say exactly what the fuck I want, then I will just say it anyway.
You can say what you want.
I love this background evil laugh. That was just perfect.
I love it because it's like triggered.
Now we're fucking retail, the dumbest on this planet.
I mean, discuss amongst yourself. You guys right now seem like...
I'm going to go follow Lord Farquaad. He's going to get in and talk to... I'm going to continue talking to Lord Farquaad while they do whatever they want to do.
His name is Riker, by the way.
Riker. Riker, okay.
His name's Farquaad now.
No, you're not allowed to change his name. His name is Riker. What was the rest of you guys going to do?
Anyway, so Grouchy and all them can do. Grouchy can go get roofied by Lord Cumwad.
I know Rowan's going to Cult of the Fire, or going with. What are you guys doing?
I don't know, but I think me and Jesse should probably go to the mayor and go have a talk with him about the cult that's growing up in his backyard that he needs to put a stop to.
I'm gonna go check them out. I'm gonna see what they're up to.
No, goddamn.
Yeah, NPC's gonna go get fucking roofied.
So it's just two groups. One going to the mayor, the other going to the cult.
I mean, I don't know. It's up to you if you're going. Yeah, let's say that's up to you.
Establish who's going where. So what? Who's going with Rowan?
I'm going to check out the cults.
Okay, so 10 letters. So Satch, Rowan, and NPC? Stumbo?
Yeah.
You're going to the cult?
Yeah, I'm gonna go see what they're up to.
Okay, so you three go to the cult, and Amp and Andy go to the mayor. So, let's just roll. I have no idea who to do first, so we'll do... Grouchy, pick evens or odds.
Odds.
Okay, well, we're doing the Cult of the Fire Ring first.